Chapter 3. Up, up, and slightly sideways. Festival day arrived bright and breezy. Kites soared above the field. Children ran with streamers. The band played something that sounded like a march trying to remember a picnic song. Then came the grand finale. Nutty climbed into the basket. Mama jumped in beside him. Papa climbed in carefully with the emergency crackers. Tony held the guide rope on the ground. Grandma stood below with crossed paws and a face that said, "I knew it." Nutty lit the burner. The balloon gave a warm woof. The basket lifted. The crowd gasped. Higher they floated. Over the festival tents, over the pie table, over Mayor Buttersworth, who waved so hard he nearly threw his own hat. "We're flying," Mama shouted. "We're drifting," corrected Grandma from below. She was right. At first, the pink puffer rose beautifully. Then the breeze pushed it sideways. Not dangerously, not quickly, just with calm, unstoppable confidence. The steering fins twitched. Nutty pulled one rope, then another. The balloon responded by turning slightly and continuing to drift wherever it had already wanted to go. Papa peered over the basket edge. "Good news! The town looks adorable from up here." Below them, the festival field grew smaller. The meadow slid past. The creek glinted in the sun. And then the pink puffer drifted straight toward the apple orchard. Tony ran underneath, still holding the guide rope, though it no longer touched anything useful. "Can you steer?" he yelled. Nutty shouted back, "Emotionally, yes!"